Will you share the background on leukemia and the conditions that are associated with it, and how does it get diagnosed?
Sure. Thanks for having me this morning. Leukemia is a cancer of the blood cells. Your blood has three types of cells, platelets that help the blood clot, red cells carry oxygen, and white cells fight infection. There are many different types of infections, so there are many different types of white blood cells. When a white blood cell starts growing out of control, it causes a cancer, and that can be either a lymphoma, myeloma, or leukemia, depending on the specific cell and where it has started losing control. Together, these blood cancers account for about 150,000 cancers per year in this country, or about 10% of the new cancers annually in the United States. In terms of diagnosis, patients often present in a very nebulous way, in very nonspecific symptoms, such as fatigue, not quite performing their normal daily activities as they're used to. There may be bruising, increased sleeping, things that would lead them to often see their general physician and initially be treated for an infection or something like that, and then it doesn't get better, and further evaluation leads to blood work, and the blood work shows abnormalities that stimulates a workup.
We're talking with Dr. David Rizzeri of the Duke Cancer Institute. And Dr. Rizzeri, if you would, go into a little bit more detail about what causes leukemia. What brings it on?
Unfortunately, we don't know very much about that. We really have no idea what causes a specific person's leukemia. Most leukemias are not inherited within families, though that does sometimes happen. Certain exposures, such as excessive radiation or chemical damage, such as solvents like benzene, have been implicated in the past, but they're fairly uncommon in today's society. So unfortunately, we're often left without being able to counsel the patients very thoroughly on the exact causes in their case.
After one is diagnosed with leukemia, what are the treatments that are available?
Sure, the treatments vary depending on the specific type of leukemia. Think of the type of cell growing out of control. There's, again, many types of white blood cells fighting infection, so there's many types of leukemias. The different types are classified as lymphoid, referring basically to the cells that fight viruses, or myeloid, referring to the cells that fight bacteria. And then you further split them up into fast or slow-growing, which we term acute or chronic leukemias. So based on the very specific cell type and how quickly it grows, the treatment may vary. Some are observed and only treated when they make the patient feel poorly, as our therapies can control the blood cells for many years. Others are aggressive, fast-growing leukemias or cancers of the blood system, and our current therapies require intravenously delivered chemotherapy, which can have many side effects and take a while to recover from. Still others require the addition of some form of blood or stem cell transplantation for a meaningful chance for cure.
Leukemia is one of those diseases you hear the word and automatically you think really bad thoughts. I know that there have been advancements made over the recent years. I guess we can be more hopeful these days for someone being diagnosed with leukemia now as opposed to, say, 10 years ago.
I think that's very true. With ongoing research, we have made progress. I think we realize now the importance of involving the patient and their families in their whole care plan. We stress good nutrition throughout therapy, strong exercise plan throughout therapy. And then in addition to that, you want to be in the hands of a really strong group of physicians, nurses, and pharmacists ready to support you through the side effects of therapy. So I think together we are continuing to make strides, yeah.